You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a move to cut Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood. Shelley Pittman explains.
The two-week restraining order issued by a U.S. district judge directs the Department of Health and Human Services to keep that funding in place for now. Planned Parenthood filed the lawsuit after President Trump signed a new federal tax and spending bill last Friday. While that law doesn't name Planned Parenthood directly, the group says a provision in the bill would stop Medicaid reimbursements to any health provider that offers abortions. Here's Michelle Velasquez, Chief Strategy Officer at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
The congressional bill that would defund Planned Parenthood would make Planned Parenthood essentially a prohibited entity, meaning it could not seek reimbursement from Medicaid for services like contraception care, gender-affirming care, STI treatment, testing, cancer screening, and the list goes on and on.
Velasquez spoke at a press conference last Wednesday, just hours after the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's 1849 abortion ban. For decades, federal funding for abortions themselves have been blocked under the Hyde Amendment. But Planned Parenthood says under the new law, any of its services would be blocked from Medicaid reimbursement. Services like STI testing and treatment, or contraception, which together composed about 75% of its services to about 2 million patients last year. The organization says just 4% of its services were abortion-related. In Wisconsin, 54% of Planned Parenthood's revenue came from Medicaid, according to its 2022-2023 annual report, which also says it serves roughly 50,000 patients in Wisconsin each year. Nearly half live at or below the poverty line.
Planned Parenthood operates 21 clinics across the state. Three of those clinics in Madison, Milwaukee, and Sheboygan provide abortion services. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a multi-state coalition secured a court order blocking the Trump administration from withholding federal funding for roads and highways from the states that do not assist in federal immigration efforts. The preliminary injunction was granted by a judge from the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island. Cole said transportation funding should be used to improve transportation, not leveraged to try to steamroll states into furthering a separate policy goal of the Trump administration. And there's a recent report about emergency services across the state, and it isn't good, especially in rural areas. But a new program may provide some relief. Terry Barr tells us more.
If you're facing an emergency, you want to know you can count on your local EMS and firefighters to help. But the results from a survey of Wisconsin fire chiefs shows there are problems, and it ranges from responding to calls with less staff than required and not having enough funding to pay the expenses. UW just created a rural EMS outreach program.
Service that's provided by the government for the betterment of the community. There's different ideas on how to fix it, but there's a general consensus that there's a lot of challenges in this space. There's a lot of funding issues in this space, and there's a workforce issue in this space. That's agreed upon. Just how do you get to those solutions varies a little bit, but I think that's more based on personal philosophy than partisanship.
James Small is now tasked with working with all sides through these challenges. His goal will be to increase the future sustainability of these important rural services.
A federal judge is recommending that criminal charges against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan move forward. Shelley Pittman has the story.
Dugan's accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid ICE agents. She faces two federal charges, knowingly concealing a person wanted on a federal arrest and obstructing a Department of Homeland Security removal proceeding. Dugan says she's not guilty. She says she was acting in a role as a judge and has immunity for her actions as a judge, saying that the prosecution violates separation of powers. But in a recommendation yesterday, Magistrate Judge Nancy Joseph wrote that a judge's official duties don't shield them from criminal law and denied a motion to dismiss charges against Dugan. The case heads back to U.S. District Judge Lynn Adelman.
And the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that a legislative committee can't block administrative rules made by state agencies, potentially paving the way for a statewide ban on conversation therapy by licensed professionals. Savannah Tome Olsen has the story.
State agencies like the Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Safety and Professional Services, and other divisions often make their own rules. And they're sometimes blocked from seeing those rules out by the legislature's Administrative Rules Committee, which has halted agency rules on things like vaccine requirements, environmental protections, and professional conduct. Governor Tony Evers filed a lawsuit arguing that the committee was acting like a legislative veto by blocking action from the executive branch, and the liberal majority on the state Supreme Court agreed.
And among the provisions in Wisconsin's new biennial budget is funding to encourage producing more movies and TV shows in the state. The goal is to increase the amount of money that production crews spend in the state while filming here. Wisconsin has been one of the only states left without a film office. Governor Tony Evers issued nearly two dozen partial vetoes last week when he signed the state budget into law. At 1:30 in the morning on Thursday, less than an hour after lawmakers passed it. Shelley Pittman has the story.
Perhaps the most significant veto, according to the governor himself, was the removal of a 2029 deadline to close Green Bay Correctional Institution. Governor Evers has proposed closing the prison as part of a broader overhaul of the state's correction system. He proposed that plan back in February and said it would cost $500 million. But last week, the governor said the legislature hadn't engaged with his plan or proposed their own. And he said he objected to setting a firm deadline without having a plan in place.
You know, saying that we're going to do Green Bay by 29 doesn't mean a damn thing. We have to start working on this.
So he removed the deadline for an overhaul by 2029. Still, the budget keeps $15 million to begin planning for a prison realignment and the potential closure of Green Bay Correctional. Jim Rafter, the village president of Alloway, where the prison is based, called the veto a sign of broken government. He says the time for studies has, quote, come and gone, and that the village deserves a timeline. Republican reps David Steffen of Howard and Benjamin Franklin of DePeer also criticized the move. They say Green Bay is structurally unsafe, older than Alcatraz, and that a firm deadline would have forced the state to act.
And new data shows more Wisconsin residents have been suffering from liver issues related to excessive alcohol consumption over the past few years. The data also found that alcohol-related liver diseases leading to death are becoming increasingly common in women and younger people between the ages of 25 and 44. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead over L.A. in the 3-game series. They wrap it up this afternoon here at AmFam Field. Milwaukee rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, with the start, gave up a home run to the Dodgers leadoff hitter Shohei Ohtani, Pat Murphy.
Giving up the leadoff home run, it's like getting knocked down in the first round. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, and he leaves a breaking ball up. He got back up, took a standing eight, and battled.
Mizorowski then settled in, not allowing another run throughout 6 innings, striking out 12 batters. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw said he didn't know much about the Miz before the game. How about now?
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. It was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but I mean, he's got 4 pitches, commands the ball, and I mean, that's, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough.
That's Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about 2/3 of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun. And there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first 2 installments of the Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 59 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 82 with a chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.